time measure out my days. Life carried me along. In my soul I yearn to follow God, but knew I'd never be that strong. I looked hard at this world to learn how heaven could be gained. Just to end where I began, where human effort is all in vain. Were it not for grace, I can't tell you where I'd be, wandering down some pointless road to nowhere, with my salvation up to me. I know how that would go. The battles I would face, forever running but losing the race, were it not for grace. So here is all my praise, expressed with all my heart, offered to a friend who took my place, and he ran a course I could not stop, and when he saw in full he still went the final mile between me and heaven, so I would not be lost. Were it not for grace, I can't tell you where I'd be, wandering down some pointless road with my salvation up to me. And I know how that would go. The battles I would face, forever running but losing that race, were it not for grace.
Thank you, thank you. Hey, you are winning the race. We're so glad you've made it through all these health challenges. And look at you. You came up here and left your scooter over there.
Yeah.
You're on the way, honey. Thank you. Thank you. And Nellie, I don't know if she likes to make an entrance or what. I decided you were just home resting because of the week you had with all that testing. And she walked in. Nellie, we just, oh my God, we had the best moment without you. It was, we laughed, we cried. It was better than cats. Congratulations. So proud of you. So proud of you. And today is that unique day of the month when Carlos is the only one who gets to do this. We are so grateful to be here together, live and in person. And I always feel like when Carlos is with us, it's a little like going to the drive-in or drive-in meets the Jetsons, where he's just right there, you know, and there is no time or space. So it's that day when our brother Carlos Wayne Anderson is beaming in from Montague, Massachusetts, with his wisdom.
Unity family, New York Unity family. I'm so grateful every time I get a moment to be with you. Here we are on the first Sunday of November. Then comes December, and then we're done with 2025. My talk title today, as you can see on your program, is Why Seek Ye the Living Among the Dead? And this is sponsored by a notice of how many of us are under the erroneous misconception that we can attain things of the world and that that will provide for us a lasting peace. That if we get the right person, the right significant other, the right boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife, the right education, so that we can get the right job, so we can make the right kind of money, so that we can get the right kind of house and drive the right kind of car, we still are under the mistaken, erroneous misconception that we can be provided peace, deep, sweet peace, by attaining things of the world. We have been taught, seek you first the kingdom, queendom, moredom, alldom of God that is within you, and these things will be added. These material things will come, but they are not to be the goal. We are not to seek material things. We are to seek the kingdom, queendom, moredom, alldom of God. The search is within me. It is within my consciousness. Deep, sweet, lasting peace, I believe, comes through the attainment of what has been called Christ mind consciousness. Christ mind consciousness is the consciousness of being at one with my Creator, at one with all of you, all of the created ones, those who I referred to as friends, and those who are challenges. Some I don't call friends at all. Some I call enemy. But I must come to realize there are no enemies out there. It is the thought of enmity that abides in my own mind, that I project out onto others. And the faces change, and the names change. And I am able to continue to invoice them as they pop up on my screen. As that you, yes you, are the cause of my lack of peace. But once again, the source of peace is not in them. It is not in my friends. It is not in my significant others. I'm certainly not the only one here in our service on this first Sunday of November, year 2025, who has had a significant other. And there was the honeymoon stage where everything was giddy and delightful. And then came a test. And we discovered that the one we thought, hoped, and prayed would give us a lasting sense of security and peace is not able to. It is not that they don't want to. They are simply unable to, because no one outside of us can give us some of the things we expect to be given by such people as friends and significant others. Friends, I've noticed in my life, have often come to pass, and significant others, I've noticed in my life, have often come to pass. Many, many decades ago, I walked down the aisle in a church in St. Paul, Minneapolis, Minnesota, with my fiance in a ceremony that was to make her my bride and to make me her groom. We had thoughts of living happily ever after. And within less than 5 years, we had become such a sad couple because I had discovered she cannot give me what I thought she could. And she had discovered he cannot give me what I thought he could. Once again, seek you first, the kingdom, queendom, moredom, alldom of God that is within you. It is not a significant relationship with another human being that can provide such peace. It is only an intimate, significant relationship with the Christ I Am presence that is within us, an intimate, significant relationship with the Creator of all that is. Many years ago, I believe it was back in the early 70s, I came across a book. It was called The Handbook for Higher Consciousness. If I remember correctly, the author was Ken Kies Jr. And in that book, he repeated over and over and over again that we have been taught to look for happiness where it cannot be found. Once again, and I have already stated, he believed and stated that we have been taught to look for happiness outside ourselves in such things as having the right education, to get the right job, to make the right money, to get the right home, to drive the right car, to be able to take the right vacations. But happiness cannot be found there. In that book, The Handbook to Higher Consciousness, he stated most clearly that it is only in the consciousness of happiness that we have happiness. It is only in the consciousness of peace that we have peace. It is only in the consciousness of plenty that we have plenty. So many of us are praying a prayer out loud or in secret. God, give me more, give me more, give me more, especially with money. Give me more money, give me more money. Let me make more money. Let me earn more money. Let me have more money. Thinking that money can buy us what will bring us an abiding sense of peace, love, and happiness. And it cannot. Oh, how clear it is. How very, very clear it is that we have been on a search for the wrong thing. The search that each and every one of us does well to attend to is a search within us to become more and more of what it is possible for us to be. More and more of the light of the world. More and more of the givers of love, rather than those hoping to receive it. More and more, those who are an upper, who when they encounter other creations of the Creator, realize that their responsibility and their joy is in uplifting. Just as we have been uplifted time and time and time again. It is inner space that we need to find our residence in. And this is brought about through a deep, sincere, consistent practice of closing our eyes to the things of the world, closing our eyes to the surround, and looking deep inside us, breathing consciously and deeply into our heart, which has been called the altar of God within the human body, and has also been called the bridge between earth and heaven. Breathing into the heart with eyes closed, with one desire only, the peace of God. For it is the peace of God that is our home. There is a scripture that I have included in your program for this morning's quick talk. It speaks about who we really are, that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we should continue to call forth praise to the one who has brought us out of darkness and into his marvelous light. It is peculiar not to depend upon the things of the world to bring us happiness. It is quite peculiar not to believe that it is something out there that can provide us deep, lasting, abiding peace. Let's sign up to be peculiar among those who go within to find all the treasures there, treasures that include happiness, that include love, that include peace, that include security, that include the consciousness of safety, that include the idea that might seem impossible to believe, that everything is just as it should be and perfect in every way. Yes, why seek we the living among the dead? And we do it more than we even realize. We are seeking out there for something that is not out there. This scripture is often spoken around Easter time. It is when two of the disciples of Jesus, Mary and Martha, go to the tomb where his body had been laid, because on Friday they had no time before sunset to wash his body and to prepare it with herbs. They had simply quickly wrapped it in linen cloth, which is interesting for the Jewish people. They wrap you in linen cloth when you die, and they wrap you in linen cloth when you are born. They go there to find his lifeless body, but it is not there. They turn. They are dismayed. What happened? And suddenly, there he is standing beside them. They don't recognize him at first, but his words to them are my words to each and every one of us. Why seek you the living among the dead? Let's discontinue this erroneous search out there, in something out there, or in someone out there. Let us go to where it is. Let us discover the power that is within us, as we are urged to do by the Reverend Eric Butterworth in the first Unity book I laid eyes on. Carlos Wayne has said, discover the power that is within you, because that's where all power is. I love you, my Unity of New York family. I love you one by one and name by name. I am grateful to share company with you and grateful that we are involved in this wonderful, wonderful, great experiment this holy enterprise that the Creator set forth for peace on earth and goodwill toward everyone. I'll see you next month. And until then, happy trails. Amen.
There is nothing outside of me, nothing out there, nothing in the surround at all that is of any value to me at all. There's nothing out there that has any value at all to me. And so I will not seek out there, in the surround, in any place outside of me, to give me what I feel I need to end and to fill the void within me. There is nothing out there, no thing at all, that can fill the void I feel sometime inside of me. It's a place within me, deep down within me, that wants the only thing that matters to my soul, the peace of God. There is nothing outside of me. There is nothing out there. There is nothing other than that which is within me that can fill the void, the seemingly empty place of longing for the peace of God. The peace of God that comes with knowing that I am at one with the Creator and that I am at one with each and every one of the created ones, that I am at one with all that is. There is nothing out there. There is nothing outside of me. There is nothing in the surround. Nothing. No thing out there that I truly desire. I desire the knowing of my oneness with the One. The knowing of my divine inheritance, to be the possessor of peace. There is nothing out there, nothing in the surround, no thing at all that I truly, truly need or have ever needed. What I need is within me. It is a knowing. I and the Creator are one. For so we are. And so we have always been.
Never would have made it. Without God in me, would have lost it all. But now I see how love carried me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without the power in me. I would have lost it all. But now I see how Spirit lives through me, and I can say, I'm stronger. And I am wiser. Well, I'm better, so much better. When I look back over all that I came through, I can see it was all in me that I held on to, and I never. But now I see how the Spirit rose in me, and I never, never would have made it. No, I never would have made it without God in me. I would have lost my mind a long time ago if it had not been there for the love and the power in me. And I'm stronger, I'm so much wiser. Now I'm better, so much better. I made it through the storm, and on my chest this love was there to carry me. I'm so much wiser, and I'm better. Is there anybody better? I'm better. I made it. I made it. God was there for me. I don't have to look anywhere else but within. I never would have made it without God. Let the Spirit move me. Never would have made it without God.
That's right, Dakota McLeod. Woo! Thank you, doll. Thank you. Oh my goodness.